Now this is the beginning of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Juanita this late Sunday afternoon, 29 November 1970. Now there's a long skip up to 75 before the tape begins. Goes up to 75 before the tape begins. This is Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Juanita this Sunday afternoon, the 29th November 1970. This is Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Juanita this Sunday afternoon, late 29th November 1970. And the tape doesn't begin up until 75. Tape begins at 75. So there's a long skip here now before the tape starts. It goes to 75, and then the tape itself is 300. That makes it 375. I see this is almost up to where the tape starts. Almost up to where the tape starts on Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Juanita this Sunday afternoon late, 29th November 1970. We're almost now up to where the tape starts this Sunday afternoon late, 29th November 1970, Channel 2 Right, the visit with Juanita. Almost up to where the tape starts this Sunday afternoon late, 29th of November 1970.
Because we can see making open now from, you know, and not just something run down, but we can see it in another way, and it's just sort of fun for us. What I was thinking about, the Franklin's place there was running when your father, so people did have a check, a weekly check,
yeah.
And that's where he could. Wasn't just somebody that lived out on the land or had to.
No, the mill was running, and him Pa always had checks from that source, and of course he had a lot of people have always worked in Gainesville and what have you.
Juanita, how did Mr. Nightweaver and his dogs fit in?
How'd you find out about Mac Weaver and his dogs?
Oh,
Mac.
Friend.
Oh, is
right.
He?
Yes.
Has he ever taken you hunting? That doesn't go
well,
does it?
I'm a little past, you know, I didn't get here early enough for that.
Well, he's a character too. He had his old car, an old what was it, a Model A? One of those rumble seat things, and he had the no rumble seat in the back, of course, just the roadster and the back end out, and his dog pen built into the back of it. And yeah, here comes Mac Weaver and his dogs, and everywhere you saw him, there were the dogs in the back of the car. And he was a great one for chasing fox, I guess, is what he did with his.
Yeah. Why not? Who
did you ever meet Jack Heron?
Yes. How'd he fit in?
Well, I guess he's the town black sheep.
Yeah. Well, who'd Mr. Mac Weaver run around with in his hunting? Just anybody pickling?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
He's mostly by himself, I guess. Well,
yeah.
Who went around with him?
Well, they didn't hunt by themselves.
I don't know who he had hunting with.
Yeah. Yeah, they went out, you know, people. You know, everybody, they'd have their own dogs and get together. Now, I'm telling you how to do it. I don't know. I've never been.
I've never been fox hunting either.
No.
I'd like to go. I'd like to hear them hunting.
Oh. Once or twice, I've gotten in on some of their excursions out to look for the possum or the coon, but that doesn't really give me any particular thrills.
Yeah.
I just more or less went along because I didn't want to stay at home, you know.
Yeah. Well, look, Buster worked out there on them old cars right on the sidewalk.
So he won't miss a thing that goes on in Micanopy, huh?
Now, his daddy was like that? I just can't imagine. Really?
His daddy wasn't like Buster, no. No, he was a bit more...
He didn't tell all the nasty jokes.
No, he's a bit more dignified than Buster.
But he still was...
Yeah, had the business up there where it is now.
Yeah, and he nodded to people.
Oh, yeah, he'd speak to everybody that went by, but he did a lot of his work on the inside. He didn't do it all in the street.
Yeah. Has Buster always worked out like that?
I guess as long as I can remember. I can't remember him doing anything else but piddling around down there with those old cars.
Yeah.
I don't know why Bertus put up with all that foolishness. He could have been doing something. Maybe he makes a good living at it. I don't know.
Well, she's made a living for a long time, hasn't she?
Well, she had to prepare herself to do the kind of work she's doing because she wasn't prepared at the time they got married. She's just a kid.
Well, he prepared her. And then...
And the other one, J.R., he was a rascal too. He was more so than Buster.
No.
Oh yeah, he used to be quite a rounder, and every Saturday night he'd be in a drunken brawl somewhere. He got his ear bit off one time over in a in those days they were called juk joints.
Yeah.
And what they call them today.
Buster wasn't a rounder.
He wasn't a rounder?
Was he? J.R. was a rounder. Are both of them?
Well, Buster's no angel.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'd like that. Well, all right.
No, he was more of a, the Casanova type.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Slicked his hair back.
Slick and...
I can imagine that.
Oh... really putting it on with the girls and all that sort of thing, and everybody falling all over him and out of that malarkey.
And J.R. was a roughneck.
J.R. was a roughneck, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there were, and you can remember a lot of roughnecks, can't you? I can. When I was growing up, there was a lot of roughnecks still.
Seems like to me there was.
But the roughnecks always was a trashy bunch, and but of course the Mountain family is a girl that's older, that's married to Lovett Jackson.
Yeah.
And of course Mrs. Mountain and Mr. Mountain. They're nice people, but those boys, they really lived it up, I guess.
Now, was it your mother and Mrs. Barr that got the trees?
Yeah, and there was another lady in on tree digging. She's been dead a long time. The Hunters.
Yeah.
What was the name of the tree?
The Grancy Graybeard.
Yeah.
Grancy
Graybeard. Mm-hmm.
I want to remember that. Grancy
Graybeard.
Grancy Graybeard.
Get Mrs. Barr to show you one in her yard.
Yeah. And that was a choice when they liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And they get it in the woods, in the hammocks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, they didn't used to buy these little. It's so much more satisfactory, to buy the little seedling things from the nursery.
Mm-hmm. Now they used to go find their red buds, and their dogwood, and their magnolia. That was about all they brought out of the woods. Sometimes a maple.
Mm-hmm.
If you could find a pretty one, pretty shade.
Mm-hmm. That's it right there.
Was big enough. It's a little crummy now, Juanita.
It was crummy years ago, too.
Oh, really?
It hadn't changed that much. Still.
Well, when wasn't it crummy? Seems to me.
Well, didn't you have a little better families? You had better families when you were growing up. More like families. No?
Well, yeah. When I was growing up, well, the Mac children were in school then. And then Mrs. Johnson's granddaughter, Elaine. And, of course, the three of us. And Rosalind Miller, the Herlong's granddaughter, four of us started out in school together. And then Rosalind went back to live with her mother. She stayed with her grandmother that year, and then the next year she went to Tampa to live with her mother. So there was just Margie and Elaine and I.
That was sort of
just three of us.
Yeah.
And that's all there were in that age group.
Yeah.
And Florence didn't come along until later.
Florence didn't live here until she was about 11 or 12 when they moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Florence was about 3 years younger than I am. But she and I have always been good friends. And B had always let her go anywhere that I was going. If I was going to the show and had a date and asked Florence to go, well, he'd let Florence go. And I was about the only one around here that he'd let her go with.
Is that right?
But he'd let her go with me and my date.
Yeah, it seems now they're your uncles, Raymond and Harmon and
Clark.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember Raymond?
Mm-hmm. Don't remember that much about him. Of course, I was, 20? I was about 20. Five when he died.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was killed.
Yes, you knew it. You were, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, kind of, you see, I'd make a statement and then you could depart from it. I'd say, you know, they were the last sort of homegrown sporting generation around here. Wouldn't be a very good way of saying it. They grew up with the country.
And my brother is about as sporting as anybody that ever came along, I think. The younger one.
Robert?
Robert?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he still keeps busy.
Yeah.
Of course, he works. He tends to his business.
Yeah.
But on the weekends, you're going to find him on Lake George.
Yeah.
Or in the Gulf. He's going to be fishing. Or he'll be in the scrub hunting.
Oh.
Or he may be playing baseball. See, he's been manager of the Ocala baseball team for several years.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's managed their baseball team and carried them to... Where did they carry that team to last year? They had a top-notch team.
Yeah.
He played professional ball. And if he'd paid attention to what he was doing,
yeah,
instead of being interested in girls when he was about 18,
yeah,
he could have gotten into professional ball playing.
Well, did he take after his uncles?
I guess he got it from them. He's always enjoyed his foolishness.
Well, now that's a better way of saying it.
Except he's serious about his income, too.
Yes.
About his work.
Yes. And
because he was managing Art Pepin's Budweiser distributorship in Ocala. And then when the Marises bought Pepin out, see, Roger and his brother, and he and the Marises fell out real fast. So he got out of it.
Well, now,
so he has this liquid fertilizer business, and apparently it's doing all right.
Yes.
Doing very well with it.
Yes. And it's a business that's useful.
Oh, yeah.
And not all the fertilizer men make it. I know that. I know several have gone out of business. Well, hey, I want to talk about those uncles a little bit, how they get into that.
What I think about, I don't know now your uncles, but what I think about people in the area, in any area, who like to hunt particularly, and what happens to these people who like the sport of hunting, whether it's gators or whatever it is, when these laws are made. You know, I mean, this is the, it's not a matter of breaking laws. I mean, I think about the duck hunters and everybody else. But it seems like it's sort of a shame, some of the laws that come along, you know. It's just like the fishermen, the commercial fishermen. They get caught, and they do it for the fun of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just think about the natural hunters.
Well, you know, down in Crystal River, there were a lot of the natives down there that were guides, fishing guides on the river, and
yeah.
they make a real good living at just guiding people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about one young fellow down there. I say young, he's younger than I am, but not that much younger. But when he finished high school, he came up to the University of Florida. Well, he was going back home on the weekends and guiding on Saturdays and Sundays. And after he had been up here, I don't know whether he stayed a year or was in his second year. And don't remember now what he even planned to major in. But anyway, he realized, well, he was making more money guiding than he could think about getting when he left college. And here he was doing what he loved to do.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, he's been on the city council down there, and his wife's been one of the presidents of the PTA. In fact, she teaches. And he married a girl from South Carolina. But here he after he'd been up here a while, he realized, well, what am I going to school for?
That's right.
Well, now your uncles, so they love to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Just love to hunt.
All of them.
It's just,
well, you know, Clark, the youngest one, never did do that much hunting.
Is that right?
Mm-mm. I can't remember him as much of a hunter and fisher as Raymond was.
Raymond
and of course
was.
Raymond. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now he's the one you think of as hunting and fishing and all.
Yeah, he did a lot of it.
Well, what did Clark do?
Well, what did he do? That's a good question. For a while he was with McCormick over at Jacksonville Beach. Stayed over there several years working with him. And I don't remember, he came back here and he's farmed.
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done quite a bit of farming. And I think what he's doing now is he has a nursery business.
Yeah.
Or a type of yard care or something of that type. I don't really know.
Oh, yeah.
Don't really know what he's doing.
I guess in my mind, I think of, I like to think that some of these people who love to fish or hunt are just sort of still sticking with it and rather it. No matter what would happen, they'd do that in spite of anything else because they like to do it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And
Willie is a lot like that in his spare time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to work. But in his spare time, he's going to be hunting or fishing or working on something else, a piece of equipment or something. He's going to be doing something. But he likes his fishing. And he likes his hunting.
Yes. He's done right well, hasn't he?
He's done real well. He surely has.
Well, now, when did Mary get acquainted with him?
Through Jack, my nephew. And he and Jack hunted together, fished together a lot.
Oh.
And he'd come down the house. Yeah, he never dated girls. Never cared anything about girls.
Yeah.
And he had dated one or two, maybe once or twice. And that was That was about all. And then he and Mary started going together, I guess, and she was a senior in high school. But he was, by this time, see, he was about 22. He was about 4 or 5 years older than Mary. But I said he was enough older that he was, you know, settled. And
mm-hmm.
They'd both been her age. Well, they'd been ridiculous. But, what she got, that's what she wanted.
Well, I'd sure like to have a good mechanic in our family.
Yes.
Somebody who's practical, you know, who can do something.
Mm-hmm.
And not just have ideas. Sure would be nice.
Well, he would have been a good contractor if he could, you know, had gone on to school. I think he would have been real good in building construction.
Learned a little more about it?
No, I had, you know, knew more about it.
Yeah.
Because just taking rough things like a shed or a barn or what have you, now he went down to Mama's and built her calf stalls. And there, you know, there's about 4 or 5 of those stalls in that one long shed, and it's just as neat as it can be.
Yeah.
But he's taken all of her gates down there and replaced them with metal gates, and he's welded them, but they fit perfectly. And he's gone down there and hung those gates.
Yeah.
And when he goes down there to plant a field, boy, I'll tell you, when he gets through planting it, it comes up beautiful.
Oh, he plants?
Oh, yeah. He plants rye, what have you, for the cows. They had hay. Last year they had hay.
Yeah.
Well, they had hay this year, but Freddie put it in behind the watermelons.
Yeah. Yeah. So they just went in shares on it.
Mm. Well, yeah. And then He keeps the pasture mowed though over on the lakeside, you know, with the, keeps the tractor going all the time, and so yeah, he helps with the cows and, you know, things down there at the house, things that he can do.
Well, now, how do your children like to stay out there?
Where, at Mama's? My mother's?
Out there with Mary. Wherever he's working, he's working out your mama's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Don will follow him all day long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Of course, Jan and Jean, they don't care anything about it.
They don't go in for that.
Well, I didn't ever go in for it either.
Yeah. Well, you don't discourage them, do you?
No. Mary didn't get her liking for cows and animals from me.
She really likes
but
them.
But she loves them. She always has.
Well, you think she got it?
I don't know. She, same place my mother got it from my grandmother, I guess. It just sort of.
She just loves cows.
Just 3 in a row.
Just born.
She's the third
born
partner.
That way.
Yeah.
But when she was little, just a little thing, she'd Papa would just watch her. He'd follow her down in the pasture to see where she was going to go. And he's followed her all over that farm to the back side of it.
Yeah.
And she wasn't much over 2 years old.
Yeah.
Big enough that she could walk and go through that sand and down through the field. And he'd just follow her to see
what she
how
did.
Far she'd go. She'd go all around the cows. And he had a bull called Ned, and she'd go right up to Ned. She wasn't afraid of any of them.
See that.
But that's where she'd head as soon as we get to the farm. She'd have to go see about those cows.
He's told us about Mary and the animals. I can hear him now.
Oh, yes. Well, he just came to me.
But you know, that baby loves those cows, too. She takes her down to the house, and Mary said she's having a fit the other day for her to put her down in where those cows were, over the fence. She'll stick her feet over there, and the calves will come up and lick her feet. And she just wiggles her toes at them. She's not afraid at all.
Isn't that something?
I'll tell you, I ride home with Juanita, and I can walk back.
You can? You know, I almost got hit this afternoon. I was coming up the road, the one in, you know, that leads into this road. And I guess I just wasn't paying any attention, and I made the curve, and you know, this car was blowing, and it was right behind me. I looked in the mirror, and it was right on me. So I guess I just pulled in front of someone.
Well, you ride
both better come go home.
I'll come get you.
Both of you better come go home with me.
No, I tell you, you're gonna be standing out here. Night. We said the other night, wouldn't it be fun? Have Juanita out here all the time, and about 10 o'clock, about 10:30, we can have a little
night. Now it's channel 2 right, and that's the end of the visit with Juanita this Sunday afternoon late, the 29th of November 1970. Channel 2 right, somewhere along the middle. This visit, the end of the visit with Juanita, this Sunday afternoon late, the 29th of November 1970. That's the end of the visit with Juanita. This Sunday afternoon late, this 29th of November 1970, channel 2 right. Channel 2 right, somewhere around the middle. And the end of this visit with Juanita, this Sunday afternoon, the 29th of November 1970.